I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. From the Gospel according to St. John, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Figured since everybody was moving over to this side, I would preach from over here instead of over there. Either that or my battery went out and I wanted a microphone. One of those two. Okay, so by a quick show of hands, who here enjoys gardening? All right, quite a few. Now, by another show of hands, who here couldn't keep a rose bush alive to save their own life? Needless to say, I know virtually nothing about pruning vines in order to produce a more fruitful plant. To me, a freshly pruned rose bush looks like someone who really hates roses came along and hacked to pieces a perfectly good plant. But the problem is that I don't understand gardening. And to the untrained eye, a healthy pruning looks more like violence than nurturing or cultivation. And so it is with our Christian life. Jesus says that the Father prunes every branch that bears fruit. But, as it is with a rose bush, sometimes that pruning looks more like violence than cultivation. If we don't have the eye of a vine grower, we may not understand that what seems like senseless suffering at the time is actually a precisely measured trimming that will allow us to bear much more fruit in due season. The key to gaining this understanding is learning to trust the vine grower. We have come to understand that God allows things in our lives to happen in order that we might learn and grow. And in turn, he will direct all things for good, as long as we learn to trust him and allow him to guide us. Even if we go astray and allow our lives to become broken, he can restore us. For some reason, the best imagery that comes to my mind is The Karate Kid Part 3, an admittedly bad movie, and I try and limit my cheesy movie references to once a year, so hopefully this will be good. But in the movie, there is one small subplot that is actually quite relevant for this sermon, if you bear with me. At one point, Daniel-san goes down a steep cliff to retrieve a very valuable bonsai tree in order to help Mr. Miyagi to keep his shop open. Of course, anyone who knows Mr. Miyagi knows that he would never want the tree that he planted there to be sold, preferring it to grow wild and free. Well, long story short, Mike Bad Boy Barnes comes in, takes their rappelling equipment up, forces Daniel-san to enter the karate tournament that he swore he would not enter, and subsequently snaps the tree nearly in half. Devastated, Daniel returns the tree to the one who planted it there in the first place, and Miyagi nurtures it back to health, and several exciting montages later, Daniel has the opportunity to plant the healthy tree back where it belongs. The point is that in our fallen world, there are plenty of bad boy Barnes that will come along and snap us to the root, those things in our lives that bring us to the breaking point. But God is always able to nurture us back to health, making us stronger than before, if we are willing to put ourselves in his capable hands. Suffering is inevitable. It is one of the few things that Scripture assures that the followers of Jesus will experience in this life. But if we allow God to do his work, old branches that have been lopped off will leave new to grow and produce more fruit than we could ever imagine. We must trust the master vine grower, and when we do, the harvest will be plentiful. Our sufferings can work to produce all different kinds of fruit in our lives, keeping in mind the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. It's easy to see the kinds of things that pruning can help to bring these different fruits to bear. For instance, being subjected to torment or ridicule can help to produce a kindness that can be extended to others in similar situations. Being unsure of the future can help to produce patience in knowing that God will reveal His plan when He is ready. The loss of a loved one can possibly produce unexpected love, joy, and peace in the comfort of family and friends, and the knowledge that the person you miss so dearly is free from all suffering, and that separation is merely temporary. All of these things can work together to produce the kind of faithfulness that comes from a life devoted to following Christ. In all of our lives, there will be seasons of growth and seasons of pruning. As long as we always remain connected to the true vine, Christ, our root, we will be nourished and we will flourish and we will bear fruit. Sometimes the pruning will be painful and seem quite drastic, but the vine grower is skilled and he cuts with purpose. God will set trials before us and allow us to suffer the consequences of our own sin and the sins of others, as well as suffering at the hands of His creation that we have broken. But we must always trust that no matter what, He will cultivate our lives to grow according to His greater purpose. Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.